This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot, as Elliot Shore Parks joins us for a full hour on your radio, the free Odyssey app, and YouTube. Though, were we down on YouTube for like a half an hour there? I was watching our screen up here. I was giving all this credit to Justin over there. If Justin had us off of YouTube, maybe it was just our screen.
He says no.
We were not down, so it's just our screen up here.
Yeah.
All right. I've got my eye on you,
yeah,
Justin.
It's terrifying. You know? It's not a fun spot to be in.
Your mic's not on. There you go.
It says it's on.
Oh, I can't hear Elliot.
Oh,
there you go.
Wrong mic.
Well, that was a great moment.
Now it is.
There it is. Justin, could you clip that video part?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who hid the mic all the way over there.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're hiding mics.
Okay.
I think it was the Reggie White family. You know, just
Hello, Elliot.
What's up?
You must have enjoyed BG Day yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it couldn't have gone better for BG. It was cool seeing all the people lined up. It was a huge crowd. Ike was saying this as we were walking from the Great American Pub to Colonial. It was like we took over the little town.
Yes. Well, Phoenixville.
Awesome.
Awesome town.
Yeah.
Wish it wasn't so far away.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like the little street there with all the bars.
Everybody having a great time. So the reason this came up, Elliot, the 17 team versus 24, was because BG was on both teams.
Yes.
And it felt like most of the reminiscing yesterday was about 17 mm-hmm. and not 24. So the question just became, what team means more to you? And like for me, it's 17, but it also felt like for everybody else, it was 17 as well.
I mean, it's a great question. It's what I've been thinking about. I was listening to you guys on the way in. And I think there's like the personal side for me and then just like maybe how I would view it more as like a media member. So the personal one for me would be, it is just a truth that the fact I got to experience this Super Bowl with WIP as opposed to 17 I didn't does make it more special to me.
Oh, I forgot that you weren't with us.
Yeah, I got hired after 17.
Yep.
So for me, like the experience, it just felt much more like connected to it.
Can you frame it the way it actually happened? Just say, you didn't hire me till after 17. Can you
Correct.
Say it that
yeah,
way?
Yeah. I didn't come here until 17.
All right. Sorry.
So there is that component to it. But I also think like in 30 years, I'll probably look back and remember the 24 season more than 17. Like obviously 17 is the first one and you never forget like the first time. But 24, I just think about like Brazil, the White House, being in New Orleans for a week with everybody, the way Eagles fans took that over. And then also, I think the 24 team is going to be remembered for me for two reasons. One, they're just the better team. Like, we will remember them as a dominant, great team. And I think there'll be more great Eagles from this team than there was the 17 team. But also, I know the 17 team was like the underdogs. I think 24 was more unexpected for me. And I think I felt happy for the guys on both teams, but like the 24 team was not supposed to win the Super Bowl. And they did. And
I mean, at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. And like you think about where they were when Nick shaved his head and he was going to get fired and how hard it is. And the list of teams that have won Super Bowls with injuries, it's not like a special list. the list of teams that have won a Super Bowl after losing a Super Bowl is really small. So the fact that we went on that ride with the team, like I was there in Arizona when they lost in 22. I was there during the collapse in 23. And like to actually win it in 24, I mean, the Phillies are seeing this now. Like when you miss your chance, it is so, so hard to get another chance. Yep. And so while 17 was underdogs and like the masks, like 24 was a bigger accomplishment in terms of overcoming odds than 17 was.
So, losing your starting quarterback and winning the Super Bowl when the starting quarterback
special, for sure.
When the starting quarterback is an MVP candidate and MVP leader at the time is pretty tough. The thing that you said, and that you always say one thing that I'm like, oh man, when you said
excited to hear what it was.
Well, when you're saying this year's team was more surprising to you than the 17 team, that's psychotic. Nobody, at least this year's team was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago and was good the year before. They fell apart and they had all of those same players. The 17 team was like out of nowhere.
Right, it
was,
but we weren't good in 16.
Yeah,
but I think that the 24 team, it was so much harder to win it. So for me, the fact that they accomplished it was more surprising. Like 17, once we saw there was something special happening, and I agree the specialness came out of nowhere. Frankly, even the beginning of the season came out of nowhere. Like they weren't supposed to be 11-2 or whatever they were with Carson. But that was like a fresh team. Like there's been special teams before. We've all seen teams in all the leagues have special seasons, right? So it was cool and it was special and it was unexpected. But 24 was like the adversity they had to, like the things, pushing that ball up the hill was so much harder than the 17 team. Like, the failures they'd been through, the scrutiny. I mean, 17, had they lost the Super Bowl, it wouldn't have been the end of the world.
That's
we
sure.
would have been happy they just got there.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It would have been, you know, well, Carson will be healthy in 18. Yeah. Like, you know,
the same way that we were in 22.
Yes, but exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Now you're right.
But had the Eagles, like, not made the Super Bowl, had, like, they lost the Super Bowl, I mean, that might legit be it for this team. So I just, for me, I'll remember that more. I'll remember that journey and them, like, doing and them overcoming everything. I mean, they were at legit rock bottom. Like, rock bottom with the collapse, Nick shaving his head, 2-2, the loss at Tampa. And to go from that to now we're talking about the greatest team we might ever see. Yeah. Like, that's pretty unbelievable.
I think sometimes we take the end result and we let that sort of paint a brush over the entire journey as if that's what it was like. The end result, the season was not like what that Super Bowl was.
No, it's just what we were talking about.
Yeah, where they just dominated every team. And Elliott's point about pushing the rock uphill, while Saquon was absolutely exciting every week, we didn't blow out teams every week. You know, we had tight games where we had to pull it out late in the game. And so I don't know. I just feel like when I think about the 17 team, it seemed like when they got rolling, they steamrolled a lot of teams. Yeah. Like they got the rolling real good. It's like after week 5 or 6, maybe after the Carolina game, they just started steamrolling everybody until Wentz.
Talk about 17 now.
Yeah, the 17
team. Yeah, the Carolina
team.
Game on Thursday night. And after that, they beat like the Bears, the Cardinals, and they
And I feel like the 24 team, they went on a 16 out of 17 stretch. But it wasn't a dominant stretch where you just blew out every team. There were still some pitfalls in there that we had to overcome. Well, and not to mention the internal stuff that was going on.
Well, that's what
on.
I was going to say. So, like, going into the playoffs in 17, they had the bad outing against the Raiders, which was not good. And obviously, it was like, can Foles do it? We were talking about with this team, like, are they going to have to trade Jalen or AJ? Like, are they going to have to fire Nick? Like,
well, who came up with that question?
Brandon Graham.
Oh. Well, no, he.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he didn't come up
media
with that
member
question.
Brandon Graham.
We ignored that all BG day. It's not like 3 minutes during our show.
Yeah. Well, he talked about it with Hugh. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I didn't.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
But regardless, I just think to what I just said, like, we view it now because they won those final two games by 50 plus points. And I know the 17 team was underdogs, but like, man, this team was not supposed to do this.
Yep.
So,
215-592-9494. Shy and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, Shy.
What's up, Shy?
I just got back from my long drive and scrolling on TikTok. And I know we're not talking about the Phillies, but I just want to say, Bryce Harper, get off
get off the green and get in the batting cage.
Mm, really with you on that.
There it is.
Get off the TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. No, he was golfing yesterday.
Oh, man.
Well,
TikTok.
Oh, yeah. 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 Mr. TikTok.
He thinks I'm the fun police. He thinks I'm the fun police and thinks I don't know how to have fun. That's just not true.
There's time for fun, anyway, there's time for work. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to golf later. And I told Jack, I'm a better golfer than Bryce Harper is. I'm not a better hitter.
Wow.
I'm a better golfer.
If Bryce is listening, we might have to set this up.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening. Anyway.
That'd be a big win for Shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a huge win.
The new shirt.
Anyways,
yeah.
Regarding the two teams, people say there's nothing like your first kid. I have no idea. I don't have kids. I'll put it in this way. There's nothing like the first Super Bowl win. And that team was special. I mean, I'm a little biased. I have a huge painting of, like, the parade, and it shows, like, Bo Allen and Chris Long and Jason Peters and all that. Very cool painting. But to me, there's nothing like the first one. We were supposed to be there, but were we? Like, were we supposed to be there in 2017? We weren't supposed to be there this year, but, I mean, that whole underdog thing just it has a place in my heart.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's really it.
Preseason, there's no doubt that team was a longer shot to win the Super Bowl than this team was.
Yeah.
Preseason,
yeah,
for
remember,
sure.
But remember, Doug said it was the best roster he's ever had.
Yes,
everyone laughed
and we all
at
laughed
him.
At him. Yeah. He said it was better than the Packers roster that won the Super Bowl. There's the first part of it. And I think that the crux of it is, do you think the one-and-doneness of that team, does it make it more special, or does it make there's this team more special because these guys are here now? And I think one thing that will determine how this Super Bowl is remembered is what these guys do for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Because if this is the beginning of something, like where they win again and they give us, then this, I think, grows. If it isn't, I think if this is sort of like a one and done, and I can't imagine it would be, but if it is.
I mean, it very well might be. It's like really hard to get back to the Super Bowl.
Well, not, but just like as a team, mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
if
I have no doubt in my mind that we'll go back to back. I don't want to jinx anything, obviously, but I.
No doubt.
I mean, the chances they go back to back are extremely slim. Let's just be honest.
Ooh, but I like it, though.
I think the odds are in our favor. And if they do win next year, then I'll change my mind. This will probably be end up being my favorite team.
All right.
I mean, yeah.
Shai, you got a notable finale for next question today?
I'm surprised it hasn't been said. The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I mean,
certainly notable.
When you first watch the ending, you're like, what the hell? And then you like start to realize, like, okay, maybe such. I don't want to give anything away because I don't know who's watching.
It's 30 years old.
I respect that, though. I agree. What? It's past the deadline at this point.
It's way past the spoiler deadline. I haven't even watched one episode of The Sopranos, and I know how it ends.
Yeah, I've seen the ending scene too.
Yeah. Oh,
and by the way, yeah. The Wire, extremely overrated.
Thank you.
That show sucked.
Thank you, Shai.
No, it sucked.
Yes. Boring.
Oh no.
Shai's like 20 years old.
Who
okay.
cares? What do you mean?
Oh, when he says it, it's fine.
Oh, if he's 20, that definitely matters. I didn't realize his age.
Jack's 23 or whatever.
31.
Yeah, all right.
Friends sucked. I'm sorry you loved it so much.
I didn't love it. Everybody loved it.
I mean, Friends
was
a great show.
Yeah.
Friends versus Seinfeld is a huge debate.
At the time, but everybody watched both.
Well, because you had nothing else to do because you guys were losers.
Red, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it live, I don't think. I feel like I was too young for that.
You didn't watch it
no,
live.
You were not too young.
When Friends was live.
It ended in 04. It was 20 years ago. You were 20. You were 17.
Yeah, I was 17.
You were in your 30s in 2004.
You weren't watching TV as a teenager?
Would you say I was the target demographic at 17?
I would say, yeah.
I don't think for Friends.
You watched Sex and the City.
Not when I was 17.
Dude, 17 teenagers were watching Friends.
You think the target demographic of Friends
I didn't say it was the target, but
I'm saying
teenagers were watching that show.
Yeah, somewhere. I was not.
Now, so for the Twitter question here, I'm going to bring up yesterday's because this is a point of contention. Elliot, I want to see if you've come to your senses. So a Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jeweler. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Question was, what is, quote, the play of this past Super Bowl?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, oh yeah.
69.5% say the Cooper DeJean pick six.
I disagree. I don't know what you want me to say. I see the dagger way more online. It has a way cooler name. The Cooper pick six is a fine name, but that's more of a description than a name.
They should just call that the dagger.
Yeah, but it's not.
But
you want to know why? So the dagger is the dagger. The team itself.
The dagger.
The sideline said, and you, the clip of Nick, if we make this, it's over. They did not view it as over until that dagger. We can think it was over, that whatever. The team itself views that as the dagger.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it the play of the game.
Yeah, I think
it
does.
The defining play of the game. It's hold on.
The pick six is a cool play for sure. It's an
cool
awesome play.
Yeah. Well,
it's a pick six in a Super Bowl.
It's amazing. I agree. The dagger.
We've seen underthrown touchdown passes.
It wasn't underthrown.
Let me ask you this.
Slightly.
Let me ask you this.
It really wasn't.
Slightly.
When you think about this Super Bowl, what is the overwhelming thought with the game for you?
So I would say dominance, and then I would say defense.
Dominance by
the defense. For sure.
When I think about this Super Bowl, I'm thinking about how dominant the defense was in this game and what is the best representation of the defense, unless you have a huge sack play that led to – now, it led to a fumble and they scored a touchdown.
I was about to go there with you. So I was saying the BG play is viewed as the signature play from the Super Bowl, and the defense wasn't great in that game. Mm-hmm. So I get your point. That look, I think the true MVP of that game, if you could get, was like the defensive side
Hold
of the
on.
Ball, right?
The BG strip sack is not the signature play of the Super Bowl. It's the biggest play in that Super
I think
Bowl.
It's,
no, the signature play or the defining moment is the Philly special.
The Philly special, to me, it's actually a perfect analogy. Like,
yeah.
The Philly special and the Cooper pick six are, like, the Philly special is probably viewed as the bigger play. The BG play is the play that ended the game.
I agree.
And the
yes.
dagger is the play that ended the game.
No.
You should talk to Nick Sirianni about this. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't want to talk to Nick Sirianni
Why?
About it.
He's the one that said it was
his perspective is off. He's in the middle of it.
Exactly.
Well, no,
he's the one in the middle of it feeling it. They did not feel
They're
it was
never
over.
Going to admit that they knew the game was
he
over.
He wasn't on a mic, like a public mic there. He was being mic'd up. But
yeah, he was being a coach. They knew the game was over at that point. I mean, like, if you're talking about big plays in the game, and you love to bring up that everybody thinks that Reggie is a Packer outside of Philly, therefore he is a Packer.
Yeah.
Well, everybody outside of Philly thinks the Philly special is the definitive play of that game, therefore it is.
I think that's probably closer than this one. Like, the dagger is, I see way more of it online, which you can say that's just what I see, but it is what I see.
Yeah.
It also included the Super Bowl MVP, so, like, that seems noteworthy to me, that the player that won Super Bowl MVP was involved in the play. And it was the play that ended the game, and it has a cooler name.
Well, Tom Brady also won the Super Bowl MVP in the game against Kansas City, where his defense clearly was the reason why they won the game.
Right. You can't, you can't give it to the whole side
of the ball. Turnovers.
I agree with you.
All of that. So they gave it to Brady because they had to give it to somebody over there.
But the difference is Jalen was outstanding in that game.
I'm not saying he didn't. But,
no, I know.
But the defense is what won the game.
So,
they were the dominating.
Let me push back on this a little bit.
The defense wasn't the more dominating side of the football?
The offense was also outstanding. The defense, I agree with you, like, I would put it ahead of
Come
the offense.
On,
the offense was they scored.
Jalen threw.
I didn't say that the offense
yards,
was bad.
Man.
I'm
they
just
were
saying
both great. Is my
the
point.
Defense?
The defense
just
was better.
Just give the defense's credit.
I'm giving the defense credit, but I think
it was the number one defense in the league. By the way,
no, I agree. The defense was outstanding, but the offense also could have won a shootout that game. Like the offense was also outstanding.
You know why they didn't have to win a shootout?
Because the defense was
yes.
good. But also the defense, like. the defense also was not playing in a close game because the offense kept scoring. So, like, the defense benefited from that as well. The offense had one turnover. Outside of that, they were very smart with the ball. So, like, the defense was also helped by the offense. That's the point I'm making.
I don't know what the offense helped the defense other than doing their job by scoring.
The Chiefs were shell-shocked because of the defense.
I agree with you.
And the defense scored 7 points, and they got an interception that helped get another 7 points. That's 14 for the defense right there.
The defense was outstanding. I'm not diminishing them at all. But the offense was also outstanding, and the Super Bowl MVP was on that side of the ball. So when I think about the signature play.
He's probably the third best player in the game.
I mean,
you may go Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat was the best player of the game.
Josh Sweat had a way easier job than Jalen that day.
Let's just be real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. So Josh had a great game, but Jalen had to manage the entire offense.
He played a great game. He did.
I'm not saying he didn't play a great game.
I'm not saying he didn't deserve the MVP.
Right.
I'm just saying when I think about that game, I think about how dominant that defense was. And it's no slight to Jalen. He did what he needed to do on that side. But the defense is sort of the feeling I get coming out of that Super Bowl. Man, this was a dominating performance by the defense.
Patrick Mahomes has 6 points until garbage time.
They were outstanding. I completely agree with you. And I do think that you're right. The defense is probably like the thing people remember. But also, Jalen's a huge storyline in that game, too. Like, winning his first Super Bowl. Like, you know, coming off of losing the other one. Playing outstanding in that game. So, you know, they didn't win the game 27-4. Like, they scored a ton of points.
How the hell do you score four in a football game?
I just made that up. Yeah, it made no sense. Yeah.
Why was it so notable that he played outstanding in that game?
Two safeties.
Why was it so notable that he was played outstanding in that game? He played outstanding the whole year, right? There was no ups and downs. But there's two here that still won't give him credit. Calling the dagger still
underthrown.
Well, it was slightly underthrown.
It was not underthrown.
It was slightly underthrown.
Barkley pass was underthrown. That one was definitely because that cost me a parlay.
Yeah.
And the Dotson ball.
Well, that Barkley one cost me a parlay. I still remember that.
215-592-9494.
Saquon touchdown.
Yeah. OG Wade, you're on
WIP.
One of
his few mistakes.
What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, you must have got it. Would you get like a dog whistle out there?
What made you call
the bat signal?
Yeah, because this is a moment, Ike, that me and you are going to have it out right now. Because I think you're going a little too overboard with this Bryce Harper being better than Jalen. I don't remember.
As an individual player, he has been.
Let me land this damn plane now. All right? But I don't remember a moment where Bryce Harper came up big in the big moment.
Are you kidding me? Are you? He has maybe the most memorable play of the past 10 years.
Right. In the World Series, where he tried to hit the ball at the warning track.
That wasn't it. No, right. talk.
How about to get to the World Series?
Yeah.
Hold on. Because Jalen, not in my opinion, factually, outperformed Mahomes in the first Super Bowl.
I agree with you.
In all the playoff games this past year, especially against the Redskins.
Not all the playoff games.
Yeah, hold on.
Not all of them. Not all of them. Not all of them. Half of them.
Not only was he the best quarterback on the field, he was also the best running back on the field in this past Super Bowl.
All right.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't the best running back on the field.
Who, Jalen?
Yeah.
70 yards rushing,
because the other team had five guys specifically, focused on stopping on Saquon.
you're missing the point. With Jalen's ability to run the ball, that means that the defense don't have it's not a pick your poison type of thing.
Well, Spike also traditionally undersells the benefit of running.
You gotta learn how to give credit where credit is due.
Where am I not giving him credit at? Where is he not getting credit?
On this one, I'm not talking to you.
Okay, my bad.
He's bouncing around.
Yeah, it's hard for me to keep up with you, OG.
I'm talking to the guy who likes the Syracuse quarterback because he's just as athletic as you are. That's why you like him so much.
Both of us more athletic than you.
I mean, I'm worried about that.
I don't know. All right. Get out of here. Goofball. Yeah, I mean, Bryce has been better than Jalen has in his time here.
As an individual player, yeah.
As an individual player,
No slight to Jalen.
Yeah.
So I would agree before everyone, especially you, Jack. But I think it's worth mentioning, like, Jalen is on a Hall of Fame trajectory now. So while Bryce is probably already in.
I agree.
No, I know. Bryce is probably already in. But, like, it's not as crazy as a conversation as it was like 4 months ago.
Yeah, I can agree with
sure,
that.
Sure, but yes. I mean,
Jalen has way more
close.
Impact on the game, right? He's probably ranked higher
yes.
in the sport than Bryce is in his currently, I would say.
Yes.
And he does have a championship. So Bryce is a better player, I guess. But like Jalen.
We're talking about in their time here. Bryce has been better than Jalen has.
I don't know if
individual.
That's true anymore now that Jalen is. No, I'm just. I agree with you. But like it is much closer than I think just like a definitive statement you move away from.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't argue that.
He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback for the most important team in the city.
Yes. Right. And it's a tougher position to play.
It doesn't make him better.
It does.
It's like, a more demanding position.
Yeah, it is a hard, like his job is harder than Bryce's job. And he has done it at equally a high level as Bryce has.
No, he hasn't done it equally as high a level. Well, there was never a season where they're like, you know what we're going to do to make our offense better? Not have Bryce hit.
Well, that makes no sense. Well, in 2022,
back at this year,
in 2022, Jalen was unbelievable. Like
I would say that
season is probably equal to a season Bryce has had.
Yeah, except that Bryce has had a number.
I would actually say that season was better than Bryce's MVP season.
Well, sure, but Bryce has had a number of those seasons, whereas Jalen's only had one.
But Jalen has also performed in the biggest games, where Bryce has not. Like the Phillies did get no hit in the World Series. Like Jalen in these past two games was unbelievable.
Right. Two games.
Good argument. Good argument two by games. You there over there.
Well, third highest playoff OPS in baseball
history. He's unbelievable. Yeah, I agree. Bryce is a great player. But I'm not
wondering where you were alive back there in the booth.
No.
But the difference is
Elliot, you said he's done nothing in the postseason, you moron.
Go ahead.
Like you said he did nothing in the postseason. You can say he's come up small after game three in the World Series. Fine. You cannot say he did nothing in the postseason.
I don't think I said he did nothing in the postseason.
That's what you said. He's done nothing in the postseason. That is what
you
said.
You heard me say, if I said that, I didn't mean to say it, because he obviously has been very good
there
in the postseason.
It's okay.
But Jalen has now accomplished and been better.
He's the best to ever walk the face of the earth.
Well, do you want to talk about it or not?
No, I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay, well, then never mind. Spike and Ike. Like,
all right, we got it. We'll be back. We'll be back. 215-592-9494.
Look at this guy.
I like it. I like it. A little bit of fire out of my guy.
Right. Jalen won something Bryce didn't.
For now. Be great.
It's a WIP.
Be ashamed if you didn't do it next year.
With Ike.
God, I hate this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.